Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Catherine. Thank you so much for tuning in to Podka today. We're talking today about If I Were You.
We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. Read through the drama closely, looking for words and phrases that Gerard uses in a tongue-in-cheek manner. According to the attacker, bullets would prevent Gerard from being clever. Gerard told him he would not be getting any advantage out of killing him, since that is what he wanted to. The attacker tells him the attacker wants to assume his identity as he is being pursued by police because he killed the cop. The intruder says he is being chased by police as he has already killed someone. The intruder replied that it was no problem, since he was going to put on his clothes. The intruder replied that he had not bothered asking the playwright, named Gerard, permission as he was not going to stay there for very long. He added that he was not extolling the intelligence of the intruder, but wanted to say the intruder will not kill him unless he has an important reason for doing so. A playwright named Gerard said killing an individual is a major crime and advised an intruder against it. The intruder thanked Gerard for finishing his sentence, saying he would stop acting so clever in short order. The writer, named Gerard, comments that the decision was a surprise, and that he did not ask the intruder to stay with him. He took revolvers and approached the telephone, with one pointing at a wardrobe, just in case the intruder tried to run away. How a playwright named Gerard escapes being killed by an intruder who wants to steal his identity and lead a quiet life of identity. Upon stealth, Vincent Charles Gerard will lead a free life. He thought of stealing his identity to be able to live in peace. He told his attacker that, unless he was hanged for murder, surely Vincent Charles Gerard would be. The intruder picks Gerard as the person the intruder wants to assume the identity because he is sort of the mythical person. Gerard means the intruder has been unmodest about not telling any information about himself. Gerard means his society is not a sympathetic public, since the intruder has put the gun into the hands of an intruder. With him being largely involved, it is clear that Gerard means that it is unclear how any of this is a surprise. The trespasser wants that trespasser to explain what the mystery is that is attached to him. He pretends the intruder wants to hear from him, when really, the intruder wants to learn the information for himself. The intruder is very clever, answering Gerard's questions in an intellectual, ironic way. Britomara offered Fabian a chance to become whatever Fabian chose, as long as he gave up that which is really, uniquely his soul. Fabian becomes more possessed of Britomara, less self-possessed, due to his love for the brilliant Diana. Fabian begins singing her own hallelujah, and Fabian's wistful solo begins to turn into a more buoyant duet. All the while, Britomara's bleak counterpoint of Diana's scheming influences continues to dwindle Fabian's soul. One hopes for a change in fortune, or discovers that it was all a dream, but Fabian's soul has fallen to Britomara's clutches. In his song Torch, nobody would ever find out Fabian's soul had ever existed at all. He did not need to do anything, nothing. It is genuinely confounded a fair number of people that this poor lady should like her superiors. I am not going to lie, I have had several moments of If I Were You in which I have doubted the affections this sweet lady feels for her boss. When this poor lady died, that really tore the hearts of everybody, including me. The story centers on a married woman named Madeline and her husband's lover Lucy. The story begins when Madeline randomly walks in on her husband Paul and his mistress sharing a seemingly romantic restaurant dinner. Madeline unintentionally becomes the confidant to Lucy, her husband's mistress, all while hiding her real identity and pretending she is having a relationship of her own. Things get even sillier when Madeline is, again, unintentionally, cast as a female headlining role in a production of King Lear, with Lucy cast as the fool. Fortunately, writer-director Joan Carr-Wiggin cast Academy Award winner Marcia Gay Harden as the titular Madeline, who squeezes every last bit of comedy and pathos out of a script that has scant amounts of either. While Marcia Gay Harden steals the show, I believe that the other actors actually support her leading role. If I Was You is a 2012 Canadian-British comedy drama film by Joan Carr-Wiggin, starring Marcia Gay Harden, Leonore Watling,
and Aidan Quinn. In this modern telling of Faust's tale, the devil makes a deal with an uptight young novelist named Fabian Hart. Madeline's frantic phone calls grip her husband in his guilt, and he, as a result, resolves to abandon his lover at once.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Catherine and this was episode 61 of Podka. See ya next time.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.